I'm Jody Niznik, and you're listening to So Much More. In John 16:12, Jesus stated, "There is so much more I want to tell you." He then pointed to the Spirit as the one who would come, who would further his teaching by bringing his word to life for us. So Much More creates space for God to reveal his truth through his word. Today, we are continuing in our series on spiritual disciplines, which are really just practices that will help us nurture our relationship with the Lord. And today, we are focusing on Sabbath keeping, which is a day set aside for us to rest, worship, and delight, a day that is given to us as a gift. So we are going to be thinking about the Sabbath by meditating on a passage from Hebrews chapter 4, which talks about Sabbath keeping. And we're also going to be doing this particular meditation as a Lectio Divina. So if you haven't done one before, I do want to encourage you to download the free Lectio Divina journal that I have created for you. It walks through exactly what the tool of Lectio Divina is, and it also gives you some space to capture your thoughts as you listen to the podcast. You can get your copy at jodyniznik.com, and there's a link in the show notes. Well, let's go ahead and get started. And to do that, I just want to invite you to take a few deep in and out breaths to settle our heart and our mind, our body and our soul. Just take a few deep in and out breaths, no matter where you are. And as you breathe in, just invite the Lord into this space. As you exhale, imagine that with that outward breath, you are just giving over to the Lord anything that feels distracting or burdensome to you. So take another deep in and out breath, and as you do, let me pray for us. Oh Lord, we invite you in to this time. Would you help us be focused on you? Lord, would you guide us by your Spirit? Would you help us notice what you want us to notice? And would you lead us into the conversation that you want us to have with you? We pray that you would do this for our good and your glory. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the first time I read this passage for you, it's just an opportunity to know where the passage is going. So this is a reading of Hebrews 4, verse 1. And verses 9 through 11. And today, I am reading out of the NRSV, the New Revised Standard Version. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest is still open, let us take care that none of you should seem to have failed to reach it. So then, a Sabbath rest still remains for the people of God. For those who enter God's rest also cease from their labors as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest so that no one may fall through such disobedience as theirs. Now, as I read the passage for you a second time, ask the Lord to help you notice a word or a phrase. And I want to encourage you to try not to overthink this process. Just see, is there a word or a phrase or maybe even an idea that grabs your attention from this passage? You can either jot it down or you can just hold it in your mind. And I'll give you some time to reflect on it after the reading. So this now is a second reading of Hebrews 4, verse 1 and 9 through 11. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest is still open, let us take care that none of you should seem to have failed to reach it. So then, a Sabbath rest still remains for the people of God. For those who enter God's rest also cease from their labors, as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one may fall through such disobedience as theirs. So take a few moments to think about the word or the phrase that seemed to grab your attention and ask the Lord, how does this connect to my life right now? Now, as I read the passage for you a third time, I want to invite you to notice the word or the phrase again. And then we'll take some time to respond to God, however he seems to be inviting us to respond. So this now is a third reading of Hebrews 4, verse 1 and 9 through 11. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest is still open, let us take care that none of you should seem to have failed to reach it. So then, a Sabbath rest still remains for the people of God. For those who enter God's rest also cease from their labors, as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one may fall through such disobedience as theirs. So take some time now to respond to God, however he might be inviting you to respond. There might be a sin to confess, a command to obey, a truth to remember, or a step of trust you need to take. Go ahead and do that now. Thank you. Now, as I read this passage for you one last time, I want to invite you to reflect on God's faithfulness and goodness in your life and rest in the truth of who He is and who He's created you to be. To rest in knowing that He is offering you the gift of Sabbath, not a law to keep, but a gift to embrace, to cease from our labors. So just receive these words and rest, knowing that they come from the heart of a good, loving Father. So this now is a fourth and final reading of Hebrews 4, 1 and 9 through 11. Therefore, while the promise of entering His rest is still open, let us take care that none of you should seem to have failed to reach it. So then, a Sabbath rest still remains for the people of God. For those who enter God's rest also cease from their labors, as God did from His. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one may fall through such disobedience as theirs. O Lord, thank You for the truths found in this passage. Lord, wherever it is that You took us in Your word, would You help that truth to just sink deeply into our soul, that there is a Sabbath rest that still remains for Your people, that You invite us into, a place where we can cease from our labors, just like You did from Yours, and that You encourage us to make every effort to figure out how to enter in to that season of rest every week, to have a rhythm of rest. And so, Lord, would You help us to just receive the gift of Sabbath from You and to figure out what that looks like in our lives. And we pray that You would do this for our good and Your glory, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, friends, I want to invite you to join me in listening to the Companion Podcast, where I have a conversation with Ruth Haley Barton. She has written a book on Sabbath. It's called Embracing Rhythms of Work and Rest, From Sabbath to Sabbatical and Back Again. And we have a really good conversation about what Sabbath is and isn't, and the threat that we feel sometimes, feeling like it's another legalistic obligation that we have to lean into. But she talks really about why it's such a gift to us, a gift of grace from our God, and how practicing the Sabbath is actually a very life-giving practice. So I hope you will make some space to listen to that podcast and even to read her book, because the podcast conversation was great and her book is even better. Well, as always, friends, I want to thank you for joining me on So Much More, where Jesus has so much more to say to us, and we are creating space to listen.
Has fear stolen your peace? I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, helping you fight your fears and grow your faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.